what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We're going to talk high school wrestling today on the Coach's Corner. It was a very productive night, to say the least, for the Emory Spartans. They traveled to the 3A duels at the Sevier Valley Center in Richfield, and they come back champions of the 3A duels for the very first time. Joining us to talk about that and more right now, we have Coach Kurt Christiansen. And Coach, it's always a pleasure. I know it's an exciting time to be around the wrestling program at Emory High School, so thank you very much for the time today.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Coach, as you and I were just talking off of the cuff, it is history for this wrestling program. You guys go to the 3A duels and you come back a perfect 6-0, six matches, and you guys really just dominated thoroughly throughout the night, and you're 3A duel champions.
Yeah, we had a ball. The boys all wrestled really good. We had eight undefeated wrestlers on the week, and the team came out as the victors, and, you know, it was kind of bittersweet. We wanted to see Juab's varsity and Morgan again now that we've got our guys shuffled. But due to it being the holiday season and the COVID season, we missed a few teams there. But we'll take the win and wear it with a smile.
You mentioned, Coach, getting the kids shuffled as to where you want them. And as you hit New Year's, I mean, it's probably around that time, right, where you start gearing up, looking ahead as to what you guys actually have weight to weight. So maybe even more important than coming away 6-0 with the 3A duels, it's getting these kids situated and having success in their own weight class.
Yeah, it feels great to have everybody down to weight and wrestling where they want to be wrestling and having so much success. We're super excited for how we're going to do in the postseason. We've got some really big tournaments coming up in January to get us prepared for the divisionals and the state finals. So we're excited about this team.
Well, talking about the duels yesterday, Coach, and for those who are unaware, the way wrestling is working with the COVID restrictions, there's no overnight tournaments, right? So this is all taking place over the course of one day. You guys have six matches, and you just mentioned you had eight wrestlers go unbeaten. These kids are taking on six matches in one day. What a grueling test that is.
Yeah, it is. You know, there's a lot of wrestling in a day, but we... You know, it gets us prepared and in shape and ready to go.
As far as some of the individual standouts, Coach, yesterday, we can talk about some of the undefeated kids, and we'll start with the A-team because you guys took two squads here. Jaron Allen, Briar Macarello, Hayes Dalton, Cove Johansson, Braden Howard, they all finish unbeaten 6-0.
Yeah, for sure. And we had a couple others just with one loss. And, you know, Byron's case, he loses to a two-time state champion. In a battle royal. You know, it was fun, and Merritt the same way. You know, Merritt Macarello at 113 for us, you know, what a stud battler he is, you know. Each of them coming out with four pins for us and then another win. So, yeah, six match was actually a bye for us. So, you know, we wrestled five on the day, and these guys were amazing. And they're amazing as a team. And then we had guys step up and wrestle for team points and just battle for those, you know, no pins. You know, we have little Monty weighing in at a whopping 92 pounds, wrestling the 106 pounders that are weighing 108 with the growth allowance now, you know. And he comes in there and wins two out of the five and never gets pinned. And he never even gave up a major decision. So he's a formidable opponent for a little fella. So, you know, our standouts are from the top to the bottom. These guys are amazing as a team. And we can't take away from what's going on with these guys who battle through and pin their way through the tournament. You know, we've got Tove, who pins his way through a tournament. We've got Hayes and Grat, or excuse me, Hayes Dalton and Briar Macarello, who pin everybody but one, and then the win by almost a major decision. Both of them were 7 points ahead, you know, almost a major, you know. So, you know, things are looking good for our team. We're supercharged.
Coach, before we wrap up the talk on the 3A duels, we got to talk about how it came to a conclusion. It just so happens you win the B poll. Carbon High School wins the A poll, so it's Carbon and Emory for the championship of the 3A duels. It's a team that you guys are already familiar with, and you guys kind of took control early and never really looked back.
Yeah, for sure. We've just been, you know, doing what we do and wrestling hard for every set of points. You know, our game plan is to win each battle, and then maybe we'll win the war. And it's been working really well for us. And these guys are a team in the room. They're a team on the bus, and they're a team when they get home. These guys are amazing, and there's a great atmosphere here. And I want to, you know, quickly give a big shout out to all my coaches. The ones that are in the room and the ones that have been in the room with them, you know, that this doesn't happen by accident. There's a lot of time that goes into these boys, and I want to make sure that all my coaches over the years who've ever touched one of these boys or been beat up by them, you know, I appreciate what they're doing for us.
Again, Coach Chris Jansen, our guest right now with the Emory Sport and Wrestling Team. Coach, I want to talk about where we're sitting now as we prepare for 2021. In the beginning of the year, you and I were talking about the kids that have state championship aspirations, the kids that it's a realistic goal for these kids. We know that Breyer is a beast. We know that Hayes Dalton, what he has accomplished already. But when you take a look at this roster front to back, how many state champion caliber wrestlers do you have now as you hit the new year?
Oh, heck, let's go through them and count them. We've got a real shot at making the finals at 113. It'll be a long shot for Monty at 106. He's just so light. We've got a real shot at it at 113 with Merritt Macarello. And then my JV kid there is Sid Christiansen, who's a returning state placer as well. So we've got two, you know, maybes there. We've at 120. We just got Caden World down there, and if I get him firing right, we'll hopefully see him in the high contention for a state medal. Byron's got a real shot at it at 126. You know, the number one seed, he went 1 point with. And last night with the number two seed, he was 1 point with him, and he got caught in a throw and thrown on his back. So, I mean, you never know what's going to happen. It may go the other way for us come divisionals and state, you know. Byron's got a real shot at it. Jaron Allen and Dwayne Farley are sitting number two and number three at 132. So we'll see one or both of those in the finals at 132. At 138, Hunter is looking really good. You know, 45 now. Kelby's a little young. We're hoping for a state medal there. At 52, we're expecting Breyer to be a state champ. At 160, Ty Stilson's coming down there from 170. His weight cut's done, and he is looking strong. So, you know, he'll be a high state placer. 170, we're really expecting Maddox to be in the state finals, in the final championship there. At 182, we've got a returning state placer, Hayes Dalton. 195, Toad's a returning state placer. Anything can happen at 95 right now. Through the 3A duels, he goes undefeated. You know, his only loss at 195 is for the Morgan kid, so we're expecting Cove in the finals. Braden knocked off the number one seed with Easton last night. You know, the Carbon Easton Horsley has the number one seed there, and so we should take the number one seed there. And our JV there, Easton Thornley, who's a freshman, pinned Easton Horsley as well. So that should move us into one and two at 220. So that'll round it off. Well, I think I named off nine who should be in the finals.
Yeah, and coaches, as you're naming these kids, one of the things that stands out to me is the competition that you guys see at the 3A classification as well. I can't be overstated. 3A has always been predominantly very, very entertaining and very competitive, and you guys are right there.
Yeah, I think as far as divisions go, 3A is as competitive as any division in the state right now. We we've kind of proved that in the last few weeks, wrestling with Westlake and Mountain View and Payson. You know, we're wrestling and being competitive in those dual meets with them, and with half our guys wrestling up a weight. You know, I would love to have all those duels back with my guys at weight right now. You know, I think we'd win those duels. So, you know, as far as 3A being competitive, there's no doubt that we have the respect of the state of Utah. So things are looking good.
Definitely. Coach, before I let you go, we have to talk about what's next. I know the kids will get a little break. New Year's Eve, obviously. New Year's Day right around the corner. The schedule that's up and coming for you guys, it gets pretty heavy from here on out.
Yeah, we wrestle hard. You know, we'll have a tournament and a duel most weeks from here until the division championships. And once the division championships are over with, we'll have a week break and then hit state. So no rest for the wicked.
No, not at all. Well, Coach, congratulations on your victory at the 3A duels last night. I definitely appreciate you taking out the time. And I know we'll catch up again real soon to talk more wrestling. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks again to all our coaches and fans out there. Get online and get them watched. I mean, it's tough. I wish you could all come and watch us, but there's ways online to see these wrestling matches. So, you know, get on the internet and support your team.
Definitely. Thank you again, Coach.
Thanks.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. We do have more high school sports talk coming up. Last night, the Emory Spartan boys basketball team, they suffered a loss to the Manti Templars. Entertaining game. Emory had a fourth quarter lead against the 3A state champs. Could not hold off a late run. We'll talk about that. Plus, we'll talk NBA basketball. It's all coming up right here on Drive Time Sports, KOAL, 107.3 FM and 750 AM.